The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear audience of RIB English Radio, now we invite you to listen to a short speech by Sheikh Hamza Sodagar.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Let's take our hearts to Karbala, inshallah. Today is the 2nd of Muharram, the day that the Ahlul Bayt entered Karbala. Try to think about it, and inshallah we'll say a few words regarding this. And inshallah the mother of the Sadat, Fatima al-Zahra, salamullahi alayha, gives us tears, inshallah. Tears that wash our hearts, the filth from our hearts, and not just from our eyes.
Sallallahu alayka ya أبا عبد الله صلى الله عليك يا مظلوم أيها الشهيد بكربلاء عطشانا صلى الله عليك وعلى أختك زينب وعلى أخيك العباس روحي فداكم يا حسين يا أبا عبد الله. I try to picture the caravan of Imam al-Husayn. يا أبا عبد الله. While Hussein is moving towards Kufa, many people wrote letters to him throughout the Muslim Empire. All these people who respect the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, they don't allow him to stay. Now he's moving towards Kufa. Before he arrives, they send troops to tell him, you're not welcomed in Kufa. He says, let me go back towards Medina. They say, we're not allowed to send you back either. Imam al-Husayn says to him, Hur in this case, thakalatka ummuk, may your mother grieve your demise. Sallallahu alayka ya Aba Abdullah. Now Hussein is moving in a different direction, moving in the desert. Like tomorrow they arrive in Karbala. Imam al-Husayn, according to some accounts, has said, he asks, what's the name of this land? They say, it's called Nainawa. He asks, is there a different name for this land? Apparently, they name a few more names. Hussein says, no, is there a different name? He knows this is the place. But when they say another name for this land is Karbala, they say Imam al-Hussein said, A'udhu billahi min al-karbi wal-bala. Women and children, this is our last home before departing this world. Set up the camp. This is our final camp. Ya Aba Abdillah. On this day when Zainab wants to dismount her camel, Abbas is there, Ali and Al-Akbar is there. When she wants to dismount her camel, Aba al-Fadl al-Abbas and Ali and Al-Akbar make sure she does so the most honorable way, with respect. Aqila to Bani Hashim. On this day, when they set up their camp, there's a corner. When they dismount on this day, the girls and the young ones are feeling safe and secure. Aba al-Fadl al-Abbas is there to defend and protect. Ya Hussein, on the 11th, when they are about to leave, the only one helping is Zainab. When she wants to mount her camel, not only is there nothing atop that camel for her to ride on, there's no one to assist her. Perhaps she remembers today, Ya Abbas, where are you? Ali and Al-Asghar's mother, leaving Karbala, is when she has water, she feels she wants to nurse her baby. Ruhi lakum al-fida. ألا لعنة الله على القوم الكافرين وسيعلم الذين ظلموا أي منقلب ينقلبون. يا حسين.
اللهم اجعل محياي محيا محمد وآل محمد ومماتي ممات محمد وآل محمد.
Hussein, you live forever in our hearts and in our minds.
Hussein, you live forever
in our hearts and in our minds. I swear to Allah, until my last breath, I will remember Hussein. Hussein, you live forever in our hearts and in our minds.
I swear to Allah, troubles in my life, I close my eyes and see your shrine and call the back every time. Oh, Hussein, you're the love of my heart. You are the light of my eyes. I swear to Allah, until my last breath, I will remember Hussein.